Now we start Gemara and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. I'd like to share with the Olam a Meiradike Goyin the Lekutim Mehagro and Shnei Suliyo after Masechet Shviyos that the Yepei Inayim taken to. Yesterday we had learned a Meiradike Maise. There was a mice, the way the Ritva explains, that two Noshim came to Besdin and they said, Nishbeisi Tahirani, and Avuad Shmuel was mad to them. He was unaware that they were Shvuyes. And then later the Shavoim came in, but Avuad Shmuel held that since when they told Bezn, Nishbeisi Yitairani Bezn was unaware of the Shavoim, so they became Mutter. So Avuad Shmuel said that they should get Shemrim, and the Shemrim should watch them, that Al Koponim, Mikana Lahabe, they should not be nibble from the Shavoim. Shmuel saw this psak, and Shmuel said, Va'ad ha'idno man natrinu, who was watching them till now. So the Ritva explained that Shmuel was chaylik on his father. He held the Shavoyim here, even though Bezin was unaware. But that's cool that we knew that they were Shavoyim, even though Bezin found out 5 minutes later. That's called, we knew they were Shavoyim. So, Aisha Shanishbis is also Lakuna. So he's a Mamela, so this whole Indian to watch them now, they shouldn't be nibble from the Goyim. They're Becheskas Bu'ulais already. That's what, Shmuel held. So the Gemara tells us Hamir de Kemaise that his father was hurt the way Shmuel had said it. Vade idna mana trinan omalei, so he told Shmuel, ila benosa chavyan, that these would be your daughters. Mi havis mizalza behu kulei hai, you'd also be mizalza with your daughters like this. I held that they're tahiris. So you'd be mezalza with your daughters like this. Havoi kishkoge sheyoytzi milifnei ha-shalit. Zavud Shmuel said a vote, and it seems his vote was a shkoge sheyoytzi milifnei ha-shalit. Vishtavion bnosei dot ma-shmuel. The daughters of Shmuel became Shvuyois, Va'askinu La'aradi Yisrael. And the Shavoyim brought them to Eretz Yisrael. Utmal Shavoyinu Me'avroi. So they requested from their Shavoyim, the two daughters, that they should stand outside of Bezin. They won't run away anywhere. Va'ailu Le'bei Midrosh D'Rab Chanine. They went to the Beis Medrash of Rab Chanine. Ho Omra Nishbeisi Yotoirani, Ho Omra Nishbeisi Yotoirani, Sharinu. So it was matter them. Saif Oil Osu Shaviyainu. Then the Shavoyim came in, and Amar Rab Chanine Bnon de Moirioninu. These daughters, these are daughters of a Talmud Chochem. They did very smart. Igali Milse de Bnosei de Mar Shmuel Havya. So we found out that these were the daughters of Shmuel. Omalei Rab Chanina le Rab Shimon Bar Abba Poiki Tapu Bekroi Vaisecho. So he told Rab Shimon Bar Abba, who was a korif to them, you should marry them. Rab Shimon Bar Abba was a Kohen. He told them, be metapu with them, you should marry them. That's what it says in Bavli. Now, the Rishalmi finishes off this Maisa. This Maisa did not end with this. Nosiv Likad Maisa, So Shimon, but there were two sisters. So he married the first one, Umisus, and she died. Letanine Umisus, he married the second one, and she died also. Both daughters of Shmuel died. Uma begin the shakrun chas v'sholem. So Yerushalmi is claiming a shaila, why did these two daughters die? So do you think, because they said sheker, because they really were mizane, and they were also to Rav Shimon ben Abba, so that's why they died? So he shouldn't be nichshel and nazayne, that's why they died. Chas v'sholom. Loi mishakren, they didn't say sheker. Elo min chatos tachanine ben achi Rabbi Yeshua. But because of the chet of Chanine ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, she'ibar shone b'chutz l'oret. That Rab Chanine was ma'abo v'shone b'chutz l'oret. So the Goyin says pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi before brings down on the posik l'keil elyoin goymer olai, that the Teva is Meshubid to Chachmei Yisrael. And if you had a Isha that was Abbas Gimel Shonim, Abbas Bila, and later Bezen was Ma'abur the Shone, so it comes out she's a Pchusami Bas Gimel, is Psuleo Chayzrei, so she's a Lav Bas Bila. Vahochi perushay. So the Goyin says pshat as follows: the benosay des marshmul hoyu baskim moshonim v'yoyim echad. When they were shavoyim, they were already a baskim moshonim v'yoyim echad. Ubesoleo einem choizim, and it was besaleinem choizim. And the shavoyim were boiled them. Rak. Shehem ro shechanine ben achi Yeshua ibur shone b'chutz l'oret. He was ma'abur the shone. They want poshet bonis at this age. And they knew that Chanina was ma'abur the shone. So Rab Chanina was ma'abur the shone. So it comes out when the shavoyim were boiled them, they were p'chusami baskimu. Vehem savru shekedin iber es hashone. So they thought that Rav Chanina was ma'abur de shone, and they thought that oiskalt napidin. V'mkein besuleo choizrim lekach amru tohirim onu. So they said nishbeisi a tohirane. I'm a tohir. Because they knew they were nivul like the cheshbin of the iber shone, so they were pchusis mi bas gimel. Avshenivulu hain, even though they were nivulu, abarachop he came to hear him, that's how it's called a maisa be'ila. Machma shechosvu shepsulim choizrim. Avo lefiye eme sheiber shaloikedin. Rab Chanina was ma'aber shaloikedin. You're not allowed to be ma'aber in chutzloret. He was ma'aber shaloikedin. V'hoyu b'nois gimur shonim v'yayim echad, so the Ibur wasn't chal. So they were b'nois gimur shonim v'yayim echad, u'b'soleim einam chayzren. B'zesha omru, and that's what the Yerushalmi says, chas v'sholom. The loy mishakrin, not they didn't say a sheker, that what they said, nishbeisi yitohirani, they did not say a sheker. Elamin chatos the Chanina, because of the chet of that what Chanina was ma'abur the shona, so therefore they thought that they're tayrim because the b'chus is mi bas gimel. Veim tov bozeh she savru she ibur kedin. That's how the Goyin says pshat in the Yerushalmi. But we have a moiridika limud over here. All this came about. This was nishtalshul from that what Shmuel was mizalzul bibnois Yisrael, And he said that till now, who was shame of them, and his father was also not nizer in what he said, and he told them Musa, would be your daughters, Ilibinosa Chavi Mehavis Mizalzel Bahu. So that's a limud ad heichen da oime kadinis. It's a moiridike zach, because this zilzel of Shmuel and the easy heroes of Avua de Shmuel, it came out Rachmon and Nitzlon that Shmuel lost his two daughters. And with some, this was kidei to be matzul Rab Shimon from a chet. So memeila min ha-shemayim, they intervened to make sure that these two daughters should die, and they shouldn't be stomach. They were nichsha. They were died after the eris in Mistama, that Rab Shimon bar Abe should not be nichsha l'nachet. Let us go further. Let us see the Mishnah and Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Shtei noshim shenishbu. They have two noshim, and Edim say that they were nishbu. Zoi say meres nishbeisi utoirani. Bezoi say meres nishbeisi utoirani. Ain't no nemonis. So they're not nemon, because there's no migo over here. If we know that they were shvuyois, they don't have a migo, there's no peshosa, so they're not neman to say that they were tahiris. Bizman shehein meidois zu ezu, are elu nemonis. But if one is meid on the other, so memela each one has a nemonis legabi the other, and memela, so they're nemon to say that each one is tahiris. Look the Gemara. Now we have here a shtickle complicated beraisa, and in order to remember the four bovis in the beraisa, we should know that the first two bovis are similar, that an isha is saying one hagodah for herself, Nafakerta Goda and the Chavote. That's the first two bovis. And it starts off with Ani Tmeya Vechavote Tahire. The second bovi is Ani Tahire Vechavote Tmeya. That's the first two bovis. She's saying an opposite Agode on the Chavote of what she's saying on herself. And it starts off with Tumit. And the first bovis, she's nemon. The second bovis, she's not nemon. The third and fourth bovis is she is saying a consistent agoda, that she and the chavata are the same. And again, it starts off with tuma, ani tmeya v'chavati tmeya. And here, the nemonis is on herself, the nemonis splits on herself, she's nemon, on the chavata, she's not nemon. And the fourth case, ani tahira v'chavata t'meye, ani v'chavati tahira, again, the third and fourth case are speaking about that she's consistent, nemenis ha'chavata, v'eini nemenis alatmo. So, al koponim, we should try to remember the Seder of the Beraisa. We shouldn't get a tumult. Tona Rabona. Ani Tmeyo V'chavoti Tahira. Nemenes. So whatever she said that she's Tomei, she and the Chavoto were Shvuyais. She says, Ani Tmeya V'chavol Ti Tahiro Nemenes. So she's Nemon on herself, she's Nemon on the Chavata. Ani Tahiro V'chavol Ti Tmeya Eino Nemenes. Here there's no Nemonis whatsoever. Sayan herself and Sayan the Chavata. Ani v'chavoti t'meyo, nemenes al atmo, v'eino nemenes al chavoto. אני וחברתי תאירו נמנס על חברתו ואיני נמנס על עצמו. Again, to remember the pattern, the first two cases, when the Haggadahs are different, the Psak is the same. Either Nemenes on both, or not Nemenes on both. That's when the Haggadahs are different. In the last two cases, when the Haggadahs are the same, Ani v'chavati t'mei, Ani v'chavati t'ahira, there the Psakim are different. Then it's Nemen on one, and not Nemen on the other. So the Gemara starts from the second Bove of the Beraisa. Ani tahira v'chavoti t'meya. Eino nemenes. She's not nemon to say that she's tahira, and she's not nemon to say that the chavot is tami. So the Gemara asks, heichi domi. Ida leka edim, if there's no edim, that say that it was Nishbiz. That means no one knows that it was Nishbiz. She comes to Bezin and she says, Ani Tahira V'chavati T'meya. Alatzma Amayloi Mehemno. So why isn't she Neman on herself? Nishbezi Yetayra Ani Komrat. There's no Eidim. So why isn't she Neman on herself to say that she's Tahira? Elo pshito de ika edim. It's speaking about that they're edim. The edim come and say that they were nishbu. Both of them were nishbu. So let's understand this. So ani tahira, she's ashvuyah, is not nemen to say that she's tahira. Chazal asked the shvuyah. That's what we hear in the mishnah. Shtei noshen shenishbu zoysem elzish beisit tahira ani, they're not nemen. Without a migu, you're not nemon. If the Edom is say you're shvuye, so you're not nemon. So ani tahira, she's not nemon. Chavote t'meya, so she's not nemon. So Rashi explains, you don't need her nemonis. The chavote is tamei without her. Because I know she's a shvuye, and no one is saying she's a tahira, so automatically she's tamei. So lemaise, so in the second case, when there's Edim, and she says, so both of them are Tomei. She says, Ani Tahira, V'chavoti T'meya, both of them are Tomei. And her Nemonis is Leimal Leimeirit. She's not Nemon on herself. We don't need her Nemonis for the Chavota. Eimo Mitziyoso. Let's see the middle case. Ani v'chavati t'meya. I and my chavata are tomei. Both of us are tomei. Here it's nemenes al atzmo, v'eino nemenes al chavata. So the Gemara asks, v'i de'ike edim, if there's edim in this case, amai loy mehemne, that means, ain't in the menace of Chavata, which seems that the Chavata is toyer. So why isn't she Nemon on the Chavata? Elabshita de Leka Edim. It's speaking about that there are no Edim. So now, let's understand this aloche. So, Ani v'chavato t'meim. So Memela is like this. By her, there's no Edim whatsoever. She's coming and saying, Nishbeisi Yitmei Ani. So there's a Din Shav Yinav Shechticha Di Surah. So she's also. The Chavote, she is saying that the Chavote is Tomei. So she's not, and there's no Edim Bechlal that the Chavote is Ashvuyah. She's an Eidechod and she's saying that the Chavote is Ashvuyah. So the loch is, she's not Nemon on the Chavota. Now, yesterday we had spoken out, and I'd like to mention this again. The Machloikis, the Taisvis Rid, the Shmeitzer, Shmeitzer Vov, brings down a Machloikis, the Taisvis Rid, in the Rambam, if an Eid Echod is Nemon to say an Aisha that she's a Zoyne, or a Grusha, that she's possible a Kohune. The Taisvis Rid calls this Adobo Shebe'erve, to passel an Isha Lekal Kohune, that he calls this Adava Sheba Erve. And he says this, he brings a Taisus Rid in Kedushin. The Taisus Rid says the same vote by us. It's Adava Sheba Erve. The Rambam says an Eidechod is Nemon to say Anisha Zazoyne. And he says the Rambam holds this is not considered Adava Sheba Erve. He says, If a person will say someone is a ben grusha, he was posel mitoylodo, that's called adova shebelve. And that you need to aid him. But to say that an ish is a grusha, legabi kohune, or to say she's a zoina, legabi kohune, that doesn't have a din of adova shebelve, and the Rambam holds yinem. So now, let us just speak about the second case. The second case is saying that there's no Eidim, the Gemara says, and she is saying, Ani Tmeya, V'chavati Tmeya. I'm Tomei, and the Chavatos Tomei. So the Shaila is why, so Eino, so the Din is Nemenes al Atzmo, V'Eino Nemenes al Chavato. So why isn't she Neman on the Chavuta? So according to the Taisus Reed, it's Gevaldik. There's no Eidim that say that she's a Shvuya. You're saying that she was a Shvuya and she was Mizane, the guy was Metamaha. You have no Nemonis whatsoever. And the Taisus Reed says this, on this Aloch Anabaye, Ein Dova Sheberva Pochas Mibes. That's what Taisus Reed says on that Chavdal Damadalach. So Memele, so that's Gewaldig. Now, Luchayre, according to the Rambam holds that an Eidechod is never to say that an Ish is a Zoyne. So, Luchayre, why isn't she Nemo? So I found by Yeles HaShacha asks this Kasha on the Rambam. Let us just put this Kasha on hold, and as the Sugya progresses, we'll see if it is shaykh to say a teretz on this kasha. Let us go further. So the Gemara says, Eim a seif. Now let's go to the last case. The last case is speaking about that she is saying, Ani v'chavoti tahoyrim. Nemenes al chavoto, veni nemenes al atzmo. Eimo seif, ani vechavoti tohiro, nemenes al chavoto, veni nemenes al atzmo. Vei deleko eidim, if there's no eidim, a atzmo amailoi mehemno, if there's no eidim, so why isn't she nemon al atzmo, elopshite de ike eidim? So we have to say that the last case is speaking about that there are Eidim. So now let's understand this. So there's Eidim that say they were Nishbis. Now, she says, Ani Tahoiro. You're not never to say Ani Tahoiro. She isn't never to say herself that she's Tahoiro. V'chavoti Tahoiro. You're allowed to say on someone else that she's Tahoiro. That's our Mishnah. Man shemidis zuet zuare elu nemonis. So memelo nemenis al chavoto, veine nemenis al atzim. So memelo, so the beraisa, we can understand the beraisa if we make an akimta. That the reish and the seif is speaking about that there's eidim that say nishbis. And the mitziyosa speaking about that there's no eidim. Frag the Gemara, Reisha v'seifa dika eidim mitziyosa deleke eidim? Omar Abaye in, Reisha v'seifa dika eidim mitziyosa deleke eidim. That's right, that's what's talking about. The Bryce is speaking about such a case. Let us see Rashi. Nemenes alakil. This is the first case, Anit Meyo. V'chavoti tahoira, nemenes alakil. The second case was ani tahoira v'chavoti temeya, ene nemenes alklum, l'kamim v'forish lo l'kulo. So the Gemara asked on the second case, what she says, Ani ta'ira v'chavot el t'meye. Ida leka edim shenishbu. So why isn't she nemon to say ta'ira? That's nishbeisi a ta'ira ni. El obshita dike edim. Hilkacha atzmo eino nemenis letaro. That's right, eino nemenis. V'chavot onami. What would the chavot if they say them? Afal gav da anan omrinen becheskos tmeye kaime. Ahu lav mishum himnuso da hachu. So that what the chavot is tome is not because she's saying chavot o tmeye. The belav sa duso di donami becheskos tmeye. You don't need her nemonis. So ein nemonis means, and when she, that what she's saying ani toiro, she's tamuze not nemon. You don't need her nemonis to be metame the chavata, because since there's eidim shenishbu, automatically the chavata is tummy. Ve'eino nemenes al chavato. Now, this is speaking about ani ve'chavati tmeyos. So it says nemenes al atma, ve'eino nemenes al chavato. Al kochach mashmet ve'chavato becheskas teire kaimet. That the chavot is a tohira. The bishloi meinin emenis der eishe, afogav da kule milse mashme, shayich le misnayu mishum dido. That means the eishe, even though we said that the chavot is tome, but the loshen of einin emenis passed because lemaise on herself she's not nemon, ani tohira v'chavot ot meya. So on herself, she's not nemon, so we can say, and we don't need her nemonis for the chavate. But over here it says, nemenis al atzmo, ve'eino nemenis al chavato. Here we can't say that the chavato is tome. Elohochi debed yitone, eino nemenis al chavato, so al kochach is speaking about that the chavato is toyer. It's kosher. Elopshita de leka edim. So it's speaking about that there's no edim. Badido mehemne on herself, she's nema de shavisa lenav shechaticha de yisure. And the chavato, she's not neman to be metama de chavato when there's no edim. According to the Tosis Rid, it's very good because that's a dova sheberva. To say that an ish is a zoyne, that is a loch of a dova sheberva. That is how Abaye said pshat in the Baraisa. Rav Popa Oma, now Rav Popa has another pshat in the Baraisa, not that the Reisha and Seif is speaking about Ika Edim, and the Metziyos is speaking about Leka Edim. Rav Popa Oma Kulo de Ika Edim. It's speaking about all four cases. There's Edim Shenishbu, number one. And number two, the Iko Eid Echod the Ka'apech. And whatever she is saying, there's another Eid that says Punfaket. Whatever she says, the other Eid says Punfaket. Now let us see, now let's go down all four cases. The first case, there's Edim that both of them are Nishbu. All four cases. Anit Meir. V'chavoti tohiro. That's what she's saying. I'm Tomei, and the chavoto is tohiro. V'omo lo eidechot. Now there's an eidechot that says fakert. At tohiro v'chavoto chtmeya. That's what eidechot is saying. So what's the deal? Is ihi shviso l'nav shechetiche di yisure. She's saying, I need to mayo. So even though the chavata is saying that you're toyer, but we believe her, shav yanav shechaticha di suva, she says, I need to mayo. So she's not nemon on herself. She said, v'chavati, and I need to mayo, v'chavati tohoiro. No, she's nemon on herself, I'm sorry. Ani tmei v'chavati toira. So memela on herself, she's neman, al shav yanavsha. She said chavati toira, and the eight said chavatos tmeya. So memela, she's also neman. איש אביסו נפשך תיכד איסורי, חב אותו משטריו אפומו דידו. וחב אותו איזמותר אפומו דידו. That means we believe her. Isha and Eidechot is Nemon to say in a Shvuya that she's Toiro. So Rashi says we have a klal komokim shemina Toiro Eidechot areikan shnayim vein dvorov shel echot b'mokim shnayim. Let us see Rashi. Let us see Rashi in the Veinik. So Rashi says the apech meipach es kol dvorel. Chavr to mishtar yapumedido. She's saying the Chavata is Toya. And by Shvuye the Toya, the Chachomim believed in Eidechot. Vafilu Eve de Shivcha, Kidiktoni Mas Nisan. Im Yeshla Meidim, Afilu Eve. So Memele, she said that what? That Chavati Tahoira. The Eidechot comes and says that the Chavato is Tameya. Cholmokim shenemon bo Eidechot areyu kishnai. Vein divrei echot shekenegdoi letamei oimet b'mokim shnai. She is an amonis to say, she is an amonis to say Toiro. In the one, in she gets a din shnayim, and the one that says Tameya is not nemon. In divrei echot shenegde letame oimid b'mokim shnai. Let's go further. Ani tahoiro. Case number two. Ani tahoiro v'chavoti t'meyo. V'oma lo eidechot at t'meyo. V'chavotoch tahoiro. Your tamei, and that your chavoto is toil. Now, ihi, kiven de ika eidim, lav kol kemino. Now, she's the one that's saying she's toil. I know that she was Nishbis. She's the only one that's saying that she's Toyo, so she's an Amon to say. The other one saying she's Tomei. So Memele, since there are Eidim that say she was Nishbis, so she's not Nemon to say that she's Toyo. So Ani Tohoiro, she's not Nemon. Chavoti Tomeyo. And the Eid is saying that the Chavot is Toyo. So we believe the Eid. Ihi kivendika eidim lav kol kemino. Chavoto mishtarye apume de eid. The chavoto becomes mutter apume de eid. Let us see Rashi. Hochi garsinen. Ihi kivendika eidim lav kol kemino. The Eidi Shvuyekoi, I mean, since there's Eidim that say it was Nishbis, so therefore, she's not Neman to say Ani Tahoiro. Now, let us learn Elech this Rashi. Rashi starts off, Hochi Gar Sinon. Ihi kiven di ika Eidim lav kol kemino. Now, what was Rashi's girse? There was another girse. The Mordechai brings down another girse. Ihi kiven de ika eid lav kol kemino. That means that we're saying whatever she said, someone said fakelt. So she said, ani tahoiro, and the eid said, you're tamei. And the Gemara is saying she's not nemon because the eid said she's tamei. That would be this Gilsa. And Rashi did not like this Gilsa. She won't become Tommy because the eight said she's Tommy. So Rashi says, the eight echot betume. Now Rashi is explaining, if I eight de shvuyekoi, and we go this eight dim. The eight echot betume, the eight echot that says that she's Tommy, ain't a klum. Ela besaita bilvat. And the Eidechet is only Nemon by Saita to say Nitmo. Sheraglayim Ledovo. Shereikino lo venistero. Stamazoi, for an Eidechet to say that an Isho was Inso, it's Davke by Saita Eidechet is Nemon, and there because there's a Raglayim Ledovo, the skinny is Tire. But over here, an Eidechet is not Nemon to say Nitmo. Is that Sechmeh from this Rashi we see Klo like the Tosfos Rid? That Rashi is explaining why Neidechot is not Nemon to say that she's Tomei. And Rashi the Kash, what is the difference than Soite? Now, for Neidechot to say that a Soite is Tomei, Zichadov Sheberbe. And Rashi says, I Neidechot is Nemon. So Rashi says, yes, Kayach Neidechot is Nemon because it's Kini Estire. There's a raglaim ledova, but over here, there's no raglaim ledova, so therefore neidechot is not nemo. So we see, so Rashi seems to be saying this as a din of a dova sheberve, and there's no raglaim ledova, and therefore neidechot is not nemon to be metamo. Now, so what does it say in this foul? In this foul it says, that she's saying, Ani Tahira, so she's not Nemon, because I know she's a Shvuya, so she's not Nemon to say that she's a Tahira. That what she's saying, Chavrti Tmeya. So there, the Eidechot is saying, though whatever she's saying, the Eidechot says Fakel, so Eidechot is saying that the Chavrto is Tahira. Chavato mishtarye apume de eidechot. The chavato becomes muta apume de eidechot. The eidechot said that the chavato is tahiro. Now, before we go further in our Gemara, I'd like to learn a shtikel ram, which is moiridik yisaidistik to our Gemara, and the later Gemara will have a much greater klokait, and the ram stelt sich do af unze Gemara. The Ran is on the Fudamid base, the Dafi Yorif, the second line. Tono Rabbonon, Ani Tmei Vechavati Tahiro Nemenes. Ani Tahiro Vechavati Tmei Eine Nemenes, Lukminilo Bedika 8. He brings that right away, the pshat of Rapov, the kaidim shenishbu, vikaidecho de kamapech kol mashi yehmeres. Ubereish de kamro, ani tmeya vechavoti toira. So she said that the chavoto was toira. Omolo eid loiki elo a toira vechavotoch tmeya. Mishimoch iktoni demenes mikol mashi yehmeres. Now that what she said, Ani Tmeya di Shavyanav Shechaticha di Surah. The Chavoto, and the Chavoto is Toy, Mishtariya Apum Medido. The Chavoto is Toy because she said the Chavoto is Toy. The Bishvuya Heminu Chachomim Eid Echod Lohoku. Shvuya, the Chachomim believed in Eid Echod, Vilevcha Vafele Isha, Kedisambas Nisna Lakam. So she said, as she is an amonis to say chavati toira, fine, that's all what Rashi said. It's very good. Now he brings the second case, which we just learned. Ani toira v'chavati tmeya. Ein en emenes klau. Bishim de oma lo eid at tmeyo, vechavo toch teure. Ve ihi, she, kivendike eide shviyo, the eidem that said that she was nishbis, lav kol kimino loimal tohirani. So she can't say that she's a tohira, because there's eidem that nishbis, and the eid doesn't help, he says you're a tmeyo. V'chavoto mishtarya apume de'eid shemetaro, and the chavoto becomes muta because of the eid that's metaro. Ve'im toima, v'ktaran amoyre dikekashe, bishloime reishe chavoto mishtarya apume de'eid, dido, in the Reisha. Now we hear two cases about the Chavot. The Reisha, she said, Anit mei v'chavot yotoyre. And the Eita, that the Chavot was tome. So who said first? First she said Chavot tohoyre. She said first. And she's an Eidechot. Then later the Chavata said, no, that she's tummy. The second case is speaking about the Nahapachu. Ani tohoiro v'chavoto tmei. So she said the Chavata is tummy, and the Eidechot said the Chavata is tummy. Frek the Rana Amir de Kekash. Bishloi merei she Chavata mishtar yapume dido lefi shehime hido tchilo bebezn. She said Eidus and Bezen, Ve'ikwa lo'ukme she'tiru chavata piyo t'chilo, koidem shebo Eida makrisha. So could be it speaking about, she came to Bezen, she said chavati tohoira, and Bezen was matter the chavata. Then later Neidechot comes and says, you know, chavata's to me. So Zedim komokim shemin etoira Eidechot. I will say, the safe, it's the other way around. She said, Chavoto Tmeya. And then later, the eight comes and says, Chavoto Toira, I will say, Eichem Ishtaya Chavoto Puma the eight. Given she Omrot Chilo Chavoto Tmeya. First, she said, Chavoto Tmeya. That means if they come be basachas, so then there's no dinam komokim shemine toire eidechot. So she said first in Bezen chavoti tmeya, and now the eight comes and says that the chavoto is toire, so it's neidechot bakroshe v'lav plumu. Afilu eiche deidechot nemon ki beit reik. Das nam bepere ki ishi sholoim. Eidechot oime meis, veidechot oime loi meis. Areizu loi tinosei. She's not allowed to get married. Ay, eidechot said meis. Va'avo garda haide koma meis em nur abonu ki beit reik. Hanimili heichesh and nisei salpim. If she got married already, oishi tirul and nosei. Uchidis nan hosam, eidoim ameis vin niseis. Ubo achav om oloi meis, hareizu loi seitei. But I kina lo bigmore, taimo de niseis. She got married, oloi niseis. Loiti nosei. Vom ula kol mokim shmine teire dechad arei kan shneim in vom shalech vom mokim shneim. Achikoma eid echad oim emeis vitirul in nosei. If Nisei means it tirul in nosei. So already, so she got it in shnaim. Uboachav oma loy meis loy seitze me teira rishim. Alme. Nisei oi hitiru abino. To that din of kol mokim shemine teira idechot. Hareikan shnaim is davke if Bezden was mekabel the eidus and they were matar to get married. So then the din is that if an eid comes in mizmakrish and says, loimeis, we don't believe the eid. Holav hochi eidechot bakhoshe lav klumu. Eidechot bakhoshe is gonish. Ome meseche soite nami gabi eidechot oime nitmeis veidechot oime loi nitmeis. By soite eidechot oime nitmeis is nemon. Hoise shoise. The din is a choice, it's a suffix and a choice. Vaksinin alomi de'ula, ayula says, komokim shminiter dech darei kan shnayim. So let's believe the one that says nitmeis, mafakina leikashe. Kambe basachas, kambe zeachalze. So the Gemara answers, the whole din of ula is, if bezeachalze, if the eid that has namonis came, and we were mekabel the eidus, and then later the second one comes, then the second one is an emon. But if they come with basachas, there's no such thing. The chitim is a memela, so the ran is stuck. The ran is stuck in our Gemara. In the second case, she said chavati tmeya, and then an eid comes and says chavato toira, so teidechot bakroshe. So why do believe the second eid that says toira? So the Ran says further, aye, maybe you'll say, If you have Edom Ksheirim, both of them are Anoshim. So then the din is Echad Bakhoshel Aplum. Avol Eid Koshel. Av Al Gav De Isha Makrishes Elei Mehemon. But we'll say here it's different. She is saying Tmeyo. In the Eid, she's a Isha. In the Eid Koshel saying Toiro. So he's not, he doesn't become Mukrish from Apostle. The kibin the einok sheira lohoi da kosher the posel aplumu lesser bidegar sinne biyirshami pekisha shalom godol baminyomim bishem rab b'chol mokim shechshiru eidis isha keish. Whenever they were marshan eidis isha, it's just like an ish. Kloima ke eidechod, they said that an isha is nemo like an eidechod. The din is a ish makres eshe isha, vo isha makres eshe so ish. So if an isha is an amonis, so then one can be makres the other. Let's skip to the next line. Alme, the eidechod, afilu b'moke makroshe, the posul aplumu. So Memele fragt the Ran, so I say it's very schwer argument. So the Ran says over here as follows: Yeshleime the Hochi Nami kad osa eid hametayer betrila. So he says it's really speaking about that eid hametayer came first, even though it says she said ani toire vechavot etami, but it means first the other eight came and said fakel. V'tiru al-pi baskinen, af al-gav domrinen v'omar lo eid, atmeye v'chavotoch teire, it seems that she came first, lav davke, el-sircha d'reishe noke. So that's one teretz of the Ram, but einach anami, you only nemon if the eid that said teire came first. That's one mahalach. V'acherim o'imrim, dozok teran chedushim, v'loi tzricha lohochi, Ela bishvuye hikilu, afilu eid echod bahakroshe, the eid posel mehemon. He wants to say, by shvuye they were makel, that afilu eid echod bahakroshe, the eid posel mehemon. He says, that means he brought a Yerushalmi that an eight postal can be makrish and eight kosher. Bishvuye hikilu, that an eight echot can't be makrish, that we believe an eight echot kosher, even though an eight echot postal was makrish. It's a new kula of shvuye. So Mamela, so it comes out, steht a grosser chiddish, but according to this chiddish is, that if an eight kosher, even though the eight kosher comes later, and he's mukrish from an eight posel, we believe the eight kosher that says toil. V'horambam zal kosav oid bepeik yutches milches isuri bia. Not only if an eight kosher was mukrish from a posel, we believe the eight kosher. Da filu isha matiroso. She's also Nemon. That a filo an Isha was Matir, and an Eid Kosher is Makrisha, so the din is that we believe the Isha. Mashba the Mapit lo Mereisha. Tiktoni anit meye vechavelti toiro nemenes. The Mishtah Yechavet HaPumedido Afo Gav Deike Eid Kosher De Kaapach Meipach De Koma Atoir Vechavet Och Tmeyo Ustomak Toni Afo Bishle Yitiru Chavet HaPumedido Trilo Almo Bishvu Yekilu Latiro Afo Lopi Isho Afo Pishe Makrisho Eid Kosher. So the Ran says here, to these three Mahalchim in the Ram, the second Mahalach in the Ran is if an eight kosher says Toyer, even though he's mukrish from apostle, in Bechola Toyre Kule, he is a dinner by Dekad Bakrosh, he's not Nemon Bishvuye Kilu. And then he wants to say a bigger chiddush, that the Rambam says a bigger chiddush, that even though an apostle said, kosher, and an innate kosher says tomei, afal pikein.
Rambam holds that even though an apostle said that she's toyer, and an innate kosher was makrish, the din is that we believe the apostle. And this is zikha difficult to understand. If the Rambam holds mina teure and eight koshers nemo to say that she's a zoyne, so how do we understand such a thing? So the Ayeles HaShachar says a gewaldike cheshbin to be mevayer this Rambam. The Ayeles HaShachar says as follows, that when she says, when the Isha says that Chavati Tahira, and now an eight kosher comes and says that Chavatoch Temeya. So he says, so this is a hakosher. This is a hakosher. Lagabi, the eight kosher, he's mukrish. So since he's mukrish, even though he has an amonis the eraisa to say that she's Tamei, but he's mukrish from the Isha. So mina teira, we don't believe it. Finished. And that's not kash on the Rambam. That if we have two, just like by we have an eidechot says nitmeis by soite, and another eid says loy nitmeis, even though the nitmeis is nemon mina teira, but if it comes bebasachas, you're not nemon. So if here the isha said teira, and the eid kosha said tmeyo, we don't believe the eight kosher, because he's mukrish from the eight posel. That's mina teira. And now the Rambam just said, and midarabonon, we believe the eight kosher, even though midarabonon, we believe the matir, bishvuye kilu, even though the matir is an eight posel. That's the shittas Rambam. So, it's not shver to understand this aloha according to the Rambam, because we ask the kasha, how can we understand such a loch? I mean, a teire, the eight koshers never to say she's a zayne. But min a teire, he doesn't have namonis, because he's mukrish from the isha that says she's teire. And mit the rabbonim, they believe the isha, even though she's mukrish from an eight kosher. Okay, let us go further in the Gemara. Now we're up to the third case. Ani vechavati tmeya. The third case is she is saying, I and my chavate, both of us are tome. Va'oma lo eid echot, at v'chavotoch toire. They therefore says, forget what she says. So she said, both of us are tome. And the eidechot says, both of you are toire. Is ihi, so the Bereise says, she's nemon legabi atzmo, and she's not nemon legabi the chavoto. So the Gemara explains, Ihi shavisa lenav shechticha di isure. She says, ani tmeye, so she's nemon. It shav yenav shechticha di isure. Chavote mishtarye apume deit. The chavote is mishtarye apume deit. The chavote, she said that the chavote was tome, and even chavote tmeye. And the eight says that the chavate is toil, so the chavate is mishtaya pumedei. So the Gemara asks this third case. So what do we have over here? She is saying that the chavate is tomei, they therefore they're saying the chavate is toy. So it says she's not nemon legabi the chavate. So this is l'chayre the second case. The second case was like this. She said, "Ani tahira v'chavati tmeya," and neidecha said fakert. So the din was that she's not nemul gabi the chavata because the chavata is mishnah. It's mamish the same case that she said that the chavata is tmeya, and the itkosha said the chavata is toyer. So she's not nemul gabi the chavata. So the Gemara says, when she is saying, "Ani tmeya v'chavati tmeya," not the chiddush is that the chavata is toil. What does the eight kosher say? The eight kosher says both of them are toil. That's what the eight kosher said. Both of them are toil. And what is she saying? She's the big tzaddikah. She's saying both of them are tomei. That's what she's saying. So mal de tema hani tavayu tahiris ninu. I would think both of them are toil. And she's also toil. And there's no shavya navshe. Vahai de komra hochi. So why did she say that she's tomei? Tomos navshe implies to me de kovda. She wants to bagrob the chavata. So she knows if she'll say that the chavata is tomei. What was with you? You were... the chavata was tummy, and what happened with you? So therefore, she is saying in order to bury the chavata, so she's saying I was also tummy. But really, she doesn't. She really means to bury the chavata, to say that the chavata is tummy. She really doesn't mean to say that she's tummy, but she's saying that she's tummy in order Thomas Nafshi and pleased him that the chavata. Now I hear from an eight kosher that both of them are toher. So now I really see what happened. I see the chavata is toher. Mistame, she's toher also. And the shavya navshe is mistame. It's no real shavya navshe. Because she just said it to be mitama the chavata. Vahai de komro hochi tomas navshim plishtim utakovdo. Kamash melon. No, I don't say this. So the chiddush is, when she says, "Ani tmeya," you said, "Ani tmeya." That's it, Rebbetzin. You take it tome, shav your navshe. And the chavat is toil take it, but you tome. Now, let us see Rashi. Ani tmeya, shavisa linavsha chaticha di isuret. Lefikach ein ha'ed nemon letaro. Therefore, the aid is not nemon letaro because she was shavya nafsha. Yeah. So I would just want to be moisif. We learned in the Ran, if we weren't like the way the Ran feels ois, that an eight echot, an eight kosher is not mukrish from an eight posel. So therefore Rashi says, so why is she tomei? She says, ani tmeyo, and the eight echot says that you're toyer. So, shavisa lenavshe chaticha di yisura, lefikoch ein eight nemon letar, only al shavya navshe. That means al tzilchis eight is, the eight kosher is nemon. Against her. That means it would only be you, on Shav Yanavsh, Nuchas Eidus Eid Koshas Demon, even though he's Mukrish from you. But this Shav Yanavsh is a different parsha, so Mamela, that's why Ein Eid Nemon Letara. Hainu Reisha. So now the Gemara airs, Hainu Reisha. So Rashi says, Hani Mili Tavayu Ashminon Bereisha. That means, the third case, Ani v'chavoti tmeya. So we say nemenes al atzmo ve'eina nemenes al chavoto. So Rashi says these two halachas that it says in the third case, we can learn from the first two cases. Hani mili tvash mina bereisha. Chatiche de isure mireisha shamino. That means the first case was anit meya vachavati toira. So we said that she's nemon al atzma. She's nemon period. So al chavya nafshe chatiche de isure. Shar yuse de chavoto apumo de eid miseifo de reisha shamino. That what when she says that when she says that the chavata is tohir, I'm sorry, when she says that the chavata is tome, in the Eidechot says that the chavata is tohir, shall use the chavata apuma de eid misayfa de reisha shamino. Tarti bovi kamaisa reisha korilu de dam yeladodi. Period. Now, I'd like to say one vote over here. We'll see Tosfos has a kasha and Rabbi Kevego asks on Tosfos. I think Rashi is saying something moiridic over here. The first case was, she said, ani tmeya v'chavoti tohoiro. And then Eidechot said, behepech, you're tohoir. And the chavata is tome. Now, we hear so the din is that the chavata is toil. That's what it said, the chavata is toil, because of her. Chavata is toil because of her. We don't listen to the Eidechot. Second case, she said, ani toira v'chavati tmeya, v'chavati tmeya, and the Eidechot said that your tome in the chavato is toir. Second case, the chavato is toir because of the eight. Chavato is toir because of the eight. Fine. The first case, the chavato is toir because of her. Second case, the chavato is toir because of the eight. Third case, she's saying both of us are tome, and let's talk about the chavato, and the third case of being about is both of us are tome, and the chavato is tome, and the Eid Echot says that the chavato is toyer. So Rashi says, so we know that the chavato is toyer from the second case. It's mamish the same case. That she said that the chavato is tome, and the Eid Echot said that the chavato is toyer. So Rashi brings the second case. Now, I wanted to say, and we'll see Rashi says, me reisha shamin, Rashi says, from the reisha, the shavyanash is from the first aloche, and the tara of the chavata from the second aloche. Now, it could very well be, why didn't Rashi bring a raya from the first aloche? The first aloche also says, she said that the chavata is toyer, they bechat that the chavata is tome. The chavata is also toyer. The first halacha was also that the mishtariya, here's a mishtariya puma, dido, here's mishtariya pumidei. So, according to the Ran, it's moiridik. The first case, she was the one that started off. So if she said chavati toir, you could say that there is a din of komokim shemina toir eid echot. So, Mamil, that's why the eid echot is not nemo. But the second case, she started off Tomei, and the Eid Echot said Toir. So here did be a svara to say, don't say Komokim, Sheminim, because Eid Mokreshes. So the second case, no, that is a Kula by Shvuye, that he doesn't become Mukresh from an Eid Posel, the way the Ran says. So that, therefore, when the Gemara asked the Kasher, when the Gemara asked the Kasha Mireisha Shaminon, Rashi says, from the second case of the Reisha. From the second case of the Reisha. You can't learn from the first case of the Reisha. From the second case of the Reisha. Now, before we go further, let us see Tosfos. Hosu Lomoli Hainu Reisha.
Why did the Gemara say Mireisha de Reisha? Could it come up with Sommel? Do Shamina Mireisha de Reisha di Shabishal and Avshach Ticha di Sura? Fine, that's good. V'chavato Mishtariya Pumadido. And we see from the Reisha that the Chavato is Mutter Apumadido, even though any Dechot is Makrish. V'chosh ken de Mishtariya Pumadido. So why did the Gemara mention Reisha the Reisha? Zogt Rabbi Keveger, in the Maloi Haroyim, according to Ragan, ich kann es vom der Reiche, der Reiche. Der Reiche, der Reiche, you could say, she's Nemon, because, der Reiche, she's Nemon, because it's Kamakim Shemini Dechot, Kamakim Shemini Teirei Dechot. And it's speaking about those Niskabla Eidusa. Masha Enkein, we have to ask from the Sefer the Reisha, because there we see that Afilu, the Eid Kosher, was Mukrish from an Eid Posel, you still believe the Eid Kosher. But Taisus doesn't say that. Taisus has a Kasher. So about Kaponim, about according Luchayre, Rashi is Meiradik Meduyik, according to the Ran, Rashi is Meiradik Meduyik. Let us go a little further. Tarti bovi kamaisa reishe kori lohu, the damyon lahadodi. That both of them are the same. I think Rashi means that they're the crisscross. That means ani tmeya b'chavati toira and ani toira b'chavati tmeya. The talte chodemilsi that it's one is toira and one is tome. The talte bovi basraise chodemilsi the b'chol chadet nan milsa v'chilufa ben bereishe ben b'seife. Here I think Rashi means in the halachas they're the same. The men is alatz, the men is alchavot, the men is alchavot, the men is alatz. But that's the thing what Rashi says. So memele, so the Gemara says, no, mal the time, I would think that there's no din shav yonavshe. Mishum the men is alatz motonilo, the chiddush is the men is alatz mo. Ihi, kivin, no, this goes, that goes further. Now let's go further. Ani vechavoti tohiro. Fourth case. Ani vechavoti tohiro. Both of us are tohiro. Ve'omo lo eidechot, at vechavotoch tmeya. Ihi kivendike eidim, she by her there's eidim, lav kol kemino. So since there's eidim, that she's a shvuye, she can say that she's a tohiro. So ani vechavoti tohiro, she's not nemo. Chavuto, now she said chavuti tohoiro, and the eight kosher said that chavuto is tmeya. Chavuto mishtaya apuma dido, hosu lomali, hainu reisha de reisha. This is mamish the first case. The first case was that she said, ani tmeya v'chavuti tohoiro, so gabi the chavuto, gabi the chavuto, It's the same thing. She said that the chavata is, she said that the chavata is toir, and they decha says the chavata is possible. Hainu reisha de reisha. Here the Gemara is from the reisha de reisha. Because this is mamish the case of the reisha de reisha. She came first, and then the chavata, and then the eight passels. They kosha passels. Mao de teime ki mehemne bemokim de poslo nafsho. Aber wir mokim de machshra nam sheim oloi mehemno komash melo. Let us see Rashi. Hainu ihi kivindike eidem gassine. That when she says ani tahoiro, she's not nemol, because it's eidem that she's a shvuya. And the chavoto, that she's nemol agabi chavoto, hainu reisha de reisha. Do vadai mishum de eina nemenes al atzmo, lo itzterich lemisnayo. To tell me that she's not neman on herself, if she's a shvuya, the tuvashmina, the mamoki made the shvuya, lemhemna lemayma toirani. We hear this all over in the baraisa, that she's not neman to say toirani, if she's a shvuya. So the whole chiddush of the fourth bava is, mishum nemenes al chavutu ditzterich. The ava gav the eight komakrish lo mehemna. But bereisha dereisha shmin, and that says in dereisha dereisha, she said that the chavato was toil, and the nate says the chavato was tome, and we believe her. So the Gemara says, if it would only say the reisha, I would say b'mokim the poslo l'navsho. I would say b'mokim the poslo navsho hosom hu de mehem na'achavoto. Mishum de komro tmeyani. If she says, I'm tomei and you're toil, then we believe we're on the chavoto. But the mashra nami lenavsha, but in the last case she says both of us are toyer. Emo mishum didohu de kaomra v'loi de kama v'loi achavuta. That means that really the sodayelus hashacher is mevayer as follows. The yelus hashacher says that over here. Pshat is, she b'chlal doesn't want to be machsheh. She wants to be machsheh herself. She wants to be machsheh herself. But if I'm going to say, ani tohiro, so and she's tmeya, so people will look at her krum. I mean, how did you do it and she couldn't do it? So she's saying chavati tohiro, not because chavati tohiro. She's saying chavati tohiro. You have to read between the lines. I want to say, ani tohiro. So in order you should believe Anita, she's Taketome, she was Taketome. But if I'll tell you she's Taketome, they decha Taketome, she's Taketome. But if I'll tell you she's Taketome, you won't believe me that I was Taketome. So I say, we were Nisim, we all were Taketome. But I would think that she doesn't have an amonis b'chala gabi chavoto. The avalech, the machshanam il nafshay mishum dido de komra, v'loya chavoto, kemash melon garcini. Lishne achrine gasinen maldetema ki mehemna bemokim eid posel. That means the gilsa is not bemokim the poslo nafsho, no bemokim eid posel. That's the gilsa. Eises kegoin. That the reisha speaking by it kegoin eid the kom mape chave isha. The first case is speaking about the aid that's mapach as anisha. So then we say, if she said chavati tohiro, and the aid that's mapach is a isha and says that chavato tmeya, so then you believe her. Avo b'mokim aid kosher, but if there's an aid kosher, loy, then we won't believe her. Tone mishnah yisere dafilo b'mokim aid kosher. That's what he says, the mishnah yisere, that a filo b'moke made kosher. A filo b'moke made kosher, we believe her that saying that chavati toir. Let us start further the mission. V'chein shnei anoshim, ze oime koyanani, v'ze oime koyanani, einon nemone. If the two people want to get trume, and each one is saying koyanani, Einon nemon. Ubizman shehei mi'idin ze'ese. But what is, if this koyin says the other one is a koyin, and he says that that one is a koyin, are elu nemonim. So memele, so the same like by shvuye. That's the v'chein. Just like by a shvuye is not nemon to say on herself, that she's toil, but she's nemon to be made al-chavot. So the same thing by a koyin legabi achilas trume. He's not nemon on himself, he's nemon on the chavot. Rab Yehuda Oimer, ein malin lekuna al pi eidechot. An eidechot is not nemon to be malin lekuna. Omar Abelozo, so lechoyre, Omar Abelozo, emesai b'mokim sheyesh oirerim. If there was oirerim on this person, now you don't know him. Is oirim that says he's posel lekune, and a neidechot says that he's kosher lekune. So then you don't believe in neidechot. Avo b'mokim she'ein oirim malin lekune al pi eidechot. Now let us see Rashi before we go further. V'chein shnei anoshim legasin shenishbu. Ein amonim liten lem trume. If each one says I'm a koyin, you won't give them trume. Bizman shmidim zezesh kol echadoy mani v'chaveirai koyin. They're saying on themselves and on the chaver. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, so the Tanakhama holds you believe. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, ein malon lekuna piyedechot, vafilu heicha deleka goimlin. Afilo, there's no goyimlin. Here, it could very well be each one is helping out the other one. Each one is saying, I'm a kohen, you're a kohen. He says, both of them, one is helping the other. Mulecha the leka goyimlin. Mulechoske nocha the ikala mechash le goyimlin. Hoi data alaiva ni alecha. It was a deal. You say, I'm a kohen. I'll say, you're a kohen. Oirin shekohen olav shem posel. But if there's no oirin, malin, hecha the leka goyimlin. So he's chaylik. On the Tanikame. The Tanikame says, that means, if there's no goimlin, then Edechod is Nemo. But if you say on me and I say on you, that's the Bechayish for goimlin. Yeah, but if just one eight says on the other, well, you're a Koyin finished, so then he's Nemo. And Nikame Rabbalozal Tanikame Drabiud. Zot the Gemore weiter. Rab Shimon Gamliel Oyma Mishum Rab Shimon Ben Asgan Malin Lekohune Alpi Eidecha. So we have to know what he's saying. So Rashi says, Bigmorim Aforish Mai Binai. What is he saying over here? What is Rab Shimon Gamliel saying different than Rab Elozo? Period. Okay. So now, let us see the Gemara. Now, the Gemara is going to ask Akasha, the second Perek, we had four cases of Pesha Osam. The second Perek started off, Moide Rabbi Yeshua. If a person says, Sodezu Shalavicha Hoiso, Olakachti Aimenu, His Nemon, Shapesha Osam, Pesha Hita. Then we had a second Mishnah Eidim, Shomruk Sav Yedainu, Zavonusi, Hoyinu, Pesha Osam, Pesha Hita. Then we had a third Mishnah, Isha Shom, Isha Isha Yisi, Ogrushani Peshosa Peshehita, then a fourth Mishnah of the Nishbesi Atairani also Peshosa Peshehita. So you have four cases telling us one Rayin Peshosa Peshehita. Frek the Gemore, call Hani Lomali. Why do you need all these cases of Peshos? So the Gemore Tzrich. The Itone Moide Rabbi Yeshua, Mishum the Ike Drore de Mamoine. Aval eidim de leke dror de mamoine, eim oloi. Vitone eidim ishum de la alme, aval iu de le navshei, eim oloi. Now let us see Rashi. Kol hani de tone mas nisen lashmina ne peshos o peshei telomoli. Mishum de ike dror de mamoine. Now, let me just say over a sod. That there's a machlokes harishonim what the translation of drora de mamoin is. Rashi here learns, and Rashi b'metziyah says it, drora de mamoin is gematria chesorin moment, hefsid moment. That's the title, drora de mamoin. So now let's learn Rashi. Mishum de ike drora de mamoin. That means this person that says Sodezu Shalavicha Hoiso, when he's opening up his mouth, he's saying a mouthful. That's he's gonna lose money right away. Hilkach. That means he said Sodezu Shalavicha Hoiso, Shem Shemayim. By just saying this, there's a doors baldin that it's your father's field. See Lav the Pshita Milsa Shalokha Meyoviv, if Elohoya Oime Shalavicha Hoysa Vigoyrim La Atmoy Hefsid Mamon. Yizich would never have said such a thing. Vigoyrim himself a Hefsid Mamon. It's therefore, Ichsha Oima Tchilas Dvorov Al Shem Soifoy Omroy Ligmer Behen Ulakachti Amen. That means, when this person said Sodezu Shalavicha, that we'll see the Shakla Vatayah the Gemara is like this. Be'emes, and what is the chiddush of Pesha Osa? The chiddush of Pesha Osa, without the lomdus of Pesha Osa, is the first half of the Haggadah creates one din. The second half of the Haggadah creates an opposite din. But and there's a lomdus of Pesha, but listen, you have to accept the whole Haggadah. You can't split the Haggadah in half. That is only if I assume that the whole Haggadah, the whole Haggadah was said b'kavone. He wanted to say the whole Haggadah. Then there's a klaus. Everything we got through him, we have to hear the way he said it. Just like you believe in the Gabi Issa, you believe in the Hef. He can't split it. But if I have a Havamine, that maybe he wanted to say the first thing, the first half. And later, all of a sudden, you're Eliyusha Einfeld to be Moisir. If I would say that, then I don't have a Lomdus of Pesha or Pesha Hitta. So the whole Lomdus of Pesha or Pesha Hitta is, if I assume that when he said the first Maimer, he had an intent to be Goyma with the second Maimer. So Mamelo said, the Gemara says like this, Sadezu Shalavicha Hoyseh, he had an intent to say Lekachti Emen, because if not, why is he opening up his mouth? He's going to lose the whole field. So Zicher, not he's saying Sadezu Shalavicha Hoyseh, then he says, oh, you know, Lekachti Emen. Zicher had an intent to say Lekachti Emen, because he said Sadezu. So therefore, it's a Pesha also. But by Adam, the leker drore the mamoina legabayu, the limtinu psei the bahay Adas. When they're saying Xav Yodeinu, who's there? So when they say Xav Yodeinu, they're losing any money? Xav Yodeinu is the Adam on Nashtar Halbo. So they're not losing any money by the first Haggadah. Eim loilis hamnu lemei maranusim hayinu. So I won't believe them. The meikore. Ki amru ksav yodeinu hu, adaitis adus amru, v'lav l'migma b'an anusim ayinu. Since the first Haggadah has nothing to do with them, they won't lose any money by saying ksav yodeinu. So when they came, the man to be mekayim v'shtar. And teich advorim, and they got a ninefall, maybe, what did they do over here? Let's assure that the life isn't lose money. So they stuck in an anusim ayinu. But could be that Anusim Yinu was nischadish later, was not meant to be said when they said Ksav Yodeinu, because Ksav Yodeinu is an Eidus Tamazoi, so Memela I would say, so here we split it. V'lav l'migma bo Anusim Yinu. V'hodim lichu l'migma bo. Later they changed their mind and they want to say Anusim Yinu. So Mamela, if I would assume that, so then there's no Pesha also. The whole Lomda is a Pesha also. Kamash Milon, that even though there's no Dror at the Mamoine, and I don't have this Hechich to say that it's all one Agode, Afal Pikein, I say it's all one Agode, and when they said Ksav Yodeinu, they meant to say Anusim Ayinu also. Now, and the Gemara makes a fakelta tzriches. If it would say Eidim, I would say, why do we believe them? The La'alm, because that what they're saying, Anusim Ayinu, they're not saying for themselves. Eina Dibora Achrim Mahani La'atzmai. The Dibora Achrim is not helping him. Elo La'cherim. Umishum Acherim Le'hava Hotri B'milsayu. That means, if mitchile, they didn't have intentions to say that, so why in the middle should they have charot and say Anusim Ayinu? So there's no reason to do it. Why should they do such a thing? Then I can't exactly say anything. So mistave, if they said Anusim Ayinu, they meant but chatchile when they said Ksav Yodeinu, they meant to say Anusim Ayinu. Avoliu gufe the lenavshe mahani kihoda va'omalekartia. He'll help himself by saying lekachtiyo. So Emerson, the way Rashi learned pshat, the shaklavataya of the Gemara is as follows. The Gemara is saying that there's a svore to say that from the first dibur, I see he meant to say the second dibur. And that, and if you want to build from the first dibur, so then it's mistavel. By draw the mamayna, that means if he's going to get a hefset from the first dibur, mistami meant to say the second dibur in order not to have a hefset from the first dibur. So then the first mission is poshut, and the second mission isn't so poshut. Then the Gemara wants to say the whole musig of chazore does not apply by someone else, because why should he be chazor? But by himself, past chazore. So that's the tzriches of both. Now, let us see Tosfos. The Ike Drore de Momoine, Perish Rach, Shah Oimel, Hu Murzik Besode, Avola Eidim, Ein Biyodom Klum. Now, the Rach did not learn at all like Taisus, like Rashi. The Nachlas David, the Bob Metzia, that Bezam at Bez, brings down this Rach, and he said the Rach learned that the translation of Drora is Shaiches, Achize, That's the type, not hefse, the way Rashi says. No, drora means I have a shaykhes, I have a chiza to the moment. So the Gemara is, as according to the Rach, the Gemara is saying as follows. That if it would only say the first case, so when do you believe a peshosa? Not if it is a, when do you believe a peshosa? If he is a shaykhes to the moment already, that means the one who's saying the peshosa is already a muzik in the karke, and the peshosa is helping him remain in the karke. So the peshosa is helping someone who I see he has a shaykhes to this karke. Then you say peshosa help. But by Edim, that their peshosa is helping a zaitike mensch, not them. We don't say peshosa. He says, according to the Rach, the Gemara is not saying, according to Rashi Shakov, is it a peshosa? Not a peshosa. Did he have an intent to be goyma when he started the beginning? That's Rashi's plan. According to the Rach, it's not a peshosa. No, the Shail is the nemonis of peshosa. The Gemara have, I mean, it could be a peshosa is nemon all over. If I have a shaykhis to this moment, I'm a tofus already on the karke, and then I have a pesha also to prove that it is my karke, then you believe me. But the Edim that are saying anusim ayinu, they don't have any shaykhis in the moment is what they're saying on. So it could be pesha osar alone from a friend that doesn't have the monis. It's gemash malon that you also believe them. That's how Tosis learns shot. Avulachet the record draw the mamoin aloy. Kasha la Rashba. So the Rashba asked the Kasha, so the Gemara is saying philosophy, lomdis. That means maybe Pesha Osa helps only if he has a shaykhis to the moment. If he doesn't have a shaykhis, maybe it doesn't help. I would have such a svore. So that's the second Mishnah. The Rashba says, what's that mazung lomdis? He says, well, kosher la Rashba. Ha'itzlich gabi edim lashmin in the mehemni b'migul livsa lashta, the afa gav the ramei poliga seife moide bereshe. So the Rashba asked, amir di kakasha libe de shitose, it's amir di kakasha. Tois we had before, there's a machloikis, Rav Meir in the Chachomim. If, according to Rav Meir, if Edom will say, ksav yedeinam avlanusim eyinu, they're not believed. And Taisvis learned pshat why you're not believed according to Rameya, because le alime migul aruye shtar. That means the shtar is meyer that he owes money. You have a migul. The Edom have a migul. That's peshos according to Taisvis. That you have a migul. We were mekayim. We sing anusim le alimu migul aruye shtar. Rameya holds that if the shtar is saying fakel, that means from the shtar I assume they're not anusim, and you're saying fakel from the shtar le'alim amigal arisha. That's what Rav Meir holds. Now, this Rav Meir who's choylik on that Mishnah, in the first Mishnah, when the person will say, sodazu shalavicho iso lakachti emenu, there's also amigo. That amigo is a kosher amigo. That's not amigo to shter a shtar. Rav Meir says when you're fighting with a shtar, you're fighting with City Hall, and the migul does not help the shtar a shtar. That's what Rav Meir says. So the Rashba is, if you want to tell me, why do you need the sefer? He says, why do you need the sefer? The sefer, there's a shtar over there. And there's a machloikis tanoim bechlal of migul helps the shtar a shtar. So you're asking Akasha after the reisha, why do you need the sefer? You have to say, nazalom this mechaychas moment. It's the safe is a star, and it's a machlokes tanoim. If amigo helps the laruye shtar, so you have to tell us in the safe that the tana of the safe owes alum amigo laruye shtar. From the reisha you don't know this. The reisha for the Rameh is also moided to the reisha. So that's the Rashba's kashya.